today I want to talk about the idea of שימוש תלמידי חכמים, that means to serving the disciples, and to show how it's worked nice, the connection between the Tanakh, the Hebrew Bible, and the New Testament, according the passage of Matthew. We see in the Matthew talk about the idea that who served the disciples, even the smaller one, the little one of the disciple. So he, and by, for example, by pour water for the disciple, so he will not lose his reward. And that's mean the idea is how is important to serve the disciples. And we can see in the Bible, in the Chumash Bamidbar, it's written about Yeshua, the servant of Moses. And the rabbis then, the interpretation was that to be like the servant of the Moshe, it's important. This is like important position to be the servant. And then we see also in Tanakh, the story of Elisha, the disciple of Eliyahu, that he that was this time was an historical view. It was a war between Judah and Moab, and the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat, he said, we are looking for some prophet to pray for us that we will succeed the war, take over the war. And some of his servants said, yes, there is Elisha, that he used to pour water on the hand of Eliyahu. And that was Elisha. And the rabbis say, interpretate this word, this idea of serving the serving Eliyahu and to pour water on his hand, the idea that who served the rabbi is even more important, who studied Torah from the rabbis. Because when you serve them, that you show respect. It's not like in instrumental things. You show that you are a follower. You want to stick to this the Talmid, this disciple. And in the Hebrew terminology, it's called Talmid Chacham, the wise disciple. Because the disciple, they always get the light of the rabbis, and they are like they continue the legacy. And who serve the disciples is even more important. The of course the rabbis too is even more important for those who study Torah from the rabbis. So we can see how the spirit from the Tanakh is going to continue in the New Testament.